Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Want to get your children involved in a children's ministry? Let's go in-depth with Jill Lake with Child Evangelism Fellowship. Jill, what is the Child Evangelism Fellowship?
Well, it's a program that's in 200 countries right now. It's 80 years old, so it's a worldwide organization that's purpose is to evangelize children with the gospel and then help them to be established in a local church to grow.
Well, how do you do that?
We do it through some programs that are outside the doors of the church, which is why we work through the church, because we recognize that children aren't involved in church like they used to be. And so we have summer programs and we have school programs. And right now we are in the school and it's called Good News Club. And that is right after school hours once a week. We have one in the Pella Public School going on right now. And it's a very effective way to reach out to children that otherwise never step foot in a church. It's kind of like a miniature Bible school going on once a week in the school.
And so do you have all the fun crafts and Kool-Aid and all the stuff?
We do have snacks, but I'm thankful to say we do not do crafts regularly.
Oh, okay.
Occasionally, maybe, because somebody wants to, but we don't. It's not required. So it has a Bible lesson. It has a mission story with a cliffhanger. That's what brings a lot of the children back, because it's pretty intense. We do review games and high-octane games, which means a lot of movement, because, you know, kids have been sitting all day at school, so they need that movement. And we have a memory verse that's also taught through the event of, with games. We do that with games as well. It's typically run by volunteers. Some of those could be teenagers that have been through our summer program because they're trained already. And that's something else that we can talk about a little bit too. But right now we're looking for workers that would be willing to help in the Pella School. We could use some more help with the Pella School. And all that's involved is an hour and a half of your time from 3:30 to 5 o'clock. Maybe engaging with the kids with the game, signing them in, listening to the memory verses, that type of thing.
And I presume you provide the programming, and
yes,
the person doesn't have to come with their own lessons.
And everyone does have to go through a screening process, which is pretty simple because it's online now. So everybody has to be screened, which is a safety precaution, and it covers them on insurance as well.
Mm-hmm. And does it cost people anything to participate?
It doesn't. That's the amazing thing. It doesn't. It doesn't cost anything. It's very rewarding, though. So if you're listening, consider calling me, and you want my number probably.
Sure.
641-673-3947.
Okay, repeat that, would you?
641-673-3947.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Jill Lake with Child Evangelism Fellowship. What do you have in the Pella schools? You have one person working with them, or is that you? You have another person?
I have volunteers right now, an adult, at least two adults, and usually a couple teenagers.
And then how many kids come?
Oh, it could be anywhere. Right now we only have 14, but we could do as many as 100. I mean, it's the program is equipped to handle as many, and they're from the ages of 5 to 12.
And at what school are you at?
Jefferson, room 113.
Okay, so a kid can just show up?
A kid can come, and then we will give them invitation. And if they have a phone number, we could call right then and there and get permission. But they do have to have permission to be there.
And what night a week is this again?
Tuesdays.
So kid can just stop by, parent can stop by, mm-hmm. guardian, Tuesday, right after school?
Yes, even today. And we have permission slips on site there. And it goes through March. Usually March is about the time kids start getting involved in after school summer programs. So it runs from October until March, the end of March.
And what's your district? What do you cover?
Well, we have 11 counties. Okay. So pretty much this area is about the mid down to the Missouri state line and as far as Washington County and over to Highway 35. So it's a pretty big area.
And do you have other people working with you to help?
Volunteers everywhere. Yes, we do. Yep, they're amazing.
So only Pella in our immediate area right now. You're looking for more?
We're looking for more workers for Pella. We have clubs in 10 other areas, but Pella, since I'm on the Pella radio, I need workers in Pella. And I could probably use workers in other areas. We have clubs in Ottumwa and We're working on the one in Sigourney, but we have them in, we need workers for Oskaloosa. I could use another volunteer in New Sharon, Eddyville. We need another volunteer. So, yeah, volunteers are really critical to our ministry.
Well, how about Knoxville, Monroe?
In Knoxville and Monroe, yes.
We need them all in those places.
We do, yep.
How about your summer programs? Tell us a little bit about them.
You know, it's hard to believe, but if I don't start recruiting now, I won't have workers because the teenagers are the ones that we recruit for the summer program, and they do get paid. So it's something that they're already planning what they're going to do with their summer. And although it's a mission, because it's definitely a mission, they still are paid based on their support that they raise. And I always tell the kids, in fact, this morning I was just at Pella Christian speaking to that group, don't hesitate to say yes if God is speaking to your heart to do this ministry during the summer, because God always provides. In the 15 years that I've been the director for this area, every student has gotten paid what they earned. So I have to say it's because God, it's God's idea and God provides. But what the summer program is it looks like the Good News Club, but it's outside. It's in people's backyards that we find, you know, I find hostesses, they're called hostesses. And then that team of three teenagers, because they work in teams of three, they come in and they put on what looks like a miniature Bible school in backyards. It's called 5-Day Club. And that's throughout the summer months. And so we go to a camp, it's called CYIA. And at that camp, they learn how to put all of this together. And they're equipped with everything they need so that they can take their bag of fun, which is what the kids call it, and go to different backyards and put on a 5-Day Club.
And so they work 5 days a week?
They do, 5 days a week.
And then for how long?
As many weeks of the 7 weeks of summer that they have available. We have other ministry opportunities, too, because we also go to the fair and we do face painting in a little tent that's always decorated for kids that they want to come and they get to hear a story while they're getting their face painted. So the teenagers work there. And we also do a Good News Spectacular, which is a big carnival event. And that's run by people from all across Iowa. The training camp that they go to is kids all across Iowa. So we meet for those 11 or 15 days to be trained, and then they go back to their area, which my area is Indian Lakes, this 11 counties. But sometimes during that summer program, they're called by another chapter director. Can you come send a couple kids? We don't have enough workers to do the clubs that I have scheduled. Or can you come to Good News Spectacular? That's predominantly been in Sioux City. And it's an event that draws about 1,200 adults and children. It's a family event that's totally free, and we get to go and spend the night while we get set up, and then we work the booths that are there. And usually those of us that are trained get to go into what's called the Wordless Book Room, where we consistently, all that time that it's open, like from 9 in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we will share the gospel using a tool called the Wordless Book, because that's what we're trained to do. And that's where we see children and families, adults alone alike, get saved. They go in that room because they have to get a special bracelet. And the only way to get that bracelet is to hear the gospel. And it's amazing, Bob, how many adults will sit and listen to that. None of the kids, they don't even complain about it's taking 10 minutes before I can get my ticket. And I have to believe it's because they want to know how to be saved.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Jill Lake with Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Wordless book, what's that?
It's a little booklet that has no words, but it has colors, and each one of those colors represents a part of the gospel. For example, the dark page gives us a chance to talk about how we live in the darkness of sin. So we talk about what sin is, and the gold page would be about God, because God lives in a beautiful home in heaven that has a gold street. And the red page would be all about how Jesus came and gave his blood to pay for our sin. And of course, the clean page is an opportunity for them to say, I want my sin washed clean as snow. Can I pray and ask Jesus to be my Savior right now? And so they have a chance to hear the gospel by that little story.
Both kids and
adults
are moved by that.
They are. It's really fun and very rewarding. That's the thing about this program. It's very rewarding. The statistics have shown that 80% of all people that are saved made that decision when they were still a child. And so Child Evangelism Fellowship, or CEF, is very effective because that's the age group that we minister to. And there's two or three other things that they can get involved in too, because once the teenagers have been to the camp and have taught at 5-day clubs and they're paid, they also can volunteer to be involved in the Good News Club. And like I said, those are the workers that are very well equipped because they've already been through the training. And the kids need that teenager role model to look up to. So it's really important that we can find teenagers that are available, which is difficult because they're involved in sports too.
Well, what do the teens get out of it?
Well, one thing they will tell you is that they grow. Some of the time they'll come and they don't have an ability to speak in front of people. I was one of those as a kid and as an adult even. And so they really blossom in that ability to be able to talk in front of people. I could give you example after example that I've seen that. But they also get paid, which is a good thing because, you know, they're at the age where they're learning, they're needing a job. And we don't want them to have to go work at McDonald's, no offense to McDonald's, but if they can share the gospel and reach all these people, and children especially, then, you know, why not get paid to do that? And so that was our purpose in being able to pay them. At one point we didn't, but now we do. And so we help them to be able to send out a support letter. And, you know, I work through that with them. We have a lot of people that donate without saying, oh, send this to Shane or Christina, because they know our ministry and they know that we're going to have teens and they want to support a teen, random. So we get money from that too.
Well, and so you're looking for kids to work this summer, you're looking for parents to help in the area schools.
Yes.
During the school year.
Doing all those things that are really rewarding. And I found over the years when you want something done, you ask a busy person. So if you're busy and you're listening to this, call me.
Thanks to Jill Lake for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.